Welcome to lesson number 4 of the FEEL Virtual Mastery Program. This week's lesson is going to be more simplistic, as the emphasis is to support you to have an experiential shift. This is important because the work that has been done thus far has given you the intellectual understanding, as well as how to implement how to feel every emotion as love into all aspects of your life. What I have found is that even with this understanding, we can still have energy that tends to remain entangled in the past. This experiential exercise will bring awareness to that entanglement and create a new path for that energy to shift that will allow for support rather than resistance. All you need to do with this week's lesson is follow along with me during this exercise. And to do so, please be sure that you are doing this at a time when you are free from distractions and in a quiet place that feels peaceful and is safe for you to explore your inner world, to feel where you can really explore what's going on within you. So, let's begin. To begin, I will ask you to gently close your eyes and focus on your heart. Turn to the energy that emits from your heart at all times. Your heart energy is present throughout the day, as well as while you're at rest. It is always present. Let's now personalize this energy and give it a color. Whatever comes to you quickly and simply, let that be the color that symbolizes your heart energy. Now let's put a bubble around this energy so that you know that it's safe and protected. This is a very expansive bubble that can go all the way out to and through the universe. But right now we are going to bring that energy inward, peacefully centered by your heart. Now I want you to move your attention away from your heart and for a moment begin to move your focus up your spinal cord until you reach your brain. Now that you're at your brain, imagine seeing a file drawer. Lots of file drawers. And we're going to look for one that's labeled sadness. I want you to pick from that file. Open it up and pick a file that has an experience that was profoundly sad to you, where you felt alone, uncertain, lost, or terribly afraid. If you have a hard time picking one, just take a few deep breaths and see what comes to surface. The experience is in the past and won't hurt you as it did, so you needn't be afraid. Ask yourself if you are willing to turn to that pain for just a moment, and if so, you can remember what your reaction was. Maybe you cried your heart out until there were no tears left to give. Or maybe you stuffed down your sadness and instead distanced yourself from your true self, others, and life. take note if you were critical or ashamed of yourself for feeling so vulnerable. Or maybe you even felt like there was something wrong with you for feeling the sadness that you felt. Whatever the case, your heart was aching and you did not know how to handle the pain. There was an emptiness, a void, and all you knew was that you wanted it to go away. With compassion, let's put the file back in the drawer where it belongs, with a sense of gratitude for the healing that has transpired since you first experienced that sadness. Shut the file with peace and just take note that this is how sadness impacted you in the past. Now let's shift your attention for a moment back to that heart energy bubble and picture it expanding. Allow it to expand to your brain. As it expands, it is filled with that beautiful colored energy that radiates wherever you expand it. Now let's look within that same file drawer labeled sadness and look for a file that says future sadness. With this heart energy expanded, you do not fear your sadness. You know that as a part of being human, you will experience sadness again. Yet this time in the future, you are going to create a new energetic pathway filled with love for your sadness. This pathway is going to give you all the tools you need so you can recognize the love that exists within your sadness. So to begin creating this new pathway, the first tool that we will add is presence. Now, when you experience sadness, the first tool you will encounter is the power of presence. The tool of presence is going to support you to slow down and reflect on what is really bothering you. With the tool of presence, you are going to go to that void or that sense of emptiness rather than run away from it. And you will savor the sweetness of feeling grounded in your truth, no matter what your truth is in that moment. You will feel relief for being aware. The second tool that is going to be in this file is nurturance. The energy of nurturance that will be available to you is a combination of compassion and strength to be able to give care and support that is for your highest good. This nurturance is so loving. It will give your sadness the attention of a loving parent and take time to listen to your pain. This compassion will not judge you when you are lost or feel powerless. This nurturance will allow all of your sadness to be heard without being afraid of what is revealed or the tears that may accompany your sadness. The third tool that will be present in this file will be clarity. The clarity will be filled with wisdom that supports you to differentiate between the voice of your ego and the voice of your essence and of your spiritual truth. With love, you will be able to see the misperceptions that you have bought into and recognize a deeper layer of your truth, of your spirit. The last tool in this new pathway that you are creating is respect. You will now find profound respect and honor for the voice of your essence and the insight it shares with you through your sadness. You will honor your being for finding yourself capable to handle this insight with love. And you will feel dedicated to having this insight expressed in your life. Now let's bring you back to your heart energy and recognize that within this bubble, it now carries this new pathway to guide you through sadness at a new consciousness level that incorporates true spiritual love. Let's reel in that energy to the center of your heart, where it remains always available to you and available for you to expand as you need it. Place your hands over your heart and feel that energy alive within you. Know that within that energy is the insight that will support you to shift from old patterns of handling sadness to recognizing the love that is available to you. Deep, deep love through the spiritual wisdom and clarity your sadness offers you. Even though there may be times where you temporarily choose the old path, a new pathway is there. It's available to you, and it's giving you the insight you need to fully see and live out your full potential with clarity, with ease, and with greatness. Open your eyes and spend a few minutes taking note of how you feel. I'll see you next week. Until next time, take good care of the amazing spiritual energy that exists within you.